Welcome to Ignite Your Day. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I pray that God is blessing you with the shows that we're putting together. I went out there in my archives and looked for something for you for today. It's a wonderful sermon talking about faith and fear, recorded back about 2018. It's going to bless you. It's talking about miracles. It was during one of my healing services in my old building that we used to have years back, and I pray that it blesses you. God bless.
Two things. We'll talk about miracles unknown and creative miracles. Amen? Yeah. Miracles unknown. I want you to get this in your spirit that God knows what you need. Everybody say that. God knows what you need. Say, God knows I need healing. Say it. God knows I need healing. God knows I need finances.
God knows I need finances.
And God knows that my faith is there to get it.
And God knows my faith is there.
Grab it, key part. Your faith has to be there. Grab it, pull it in, and make it happen. Amen? It's God can preach to you. Pastor David, Pastor Will. We got a lot of pastors. Pastor Don, Pastor Mike. We can, and you know what? You can preach to you, preach to you, preach to you. But until your spirit grabs it, and then until your spirit says, yes, that's for me. Until your spirit says, I got this, it's me. It's my name is on this. Amen? You know, the devil cannot stop God's blessing. He can't. You know that. Yeah. You know, the minute it's released, yes, it has your name on it.
Yes.
Your spiritual DNA is all over it.
Amen.
The angel knows where you're at. Come on. You ain't got to go and say, Lord, I'm here. Put a big old SOS on the floor. Spray it on there. Like, they're the floods and everything. Praise God to help those people. But, you know, they're stranded on the roof, begging and saying, help me, help me. You ain't got to do that with God. Praise God.
Amen.
God don't have no beggars. Amen? Amen. You go over to the throne room of grace. Amen. He said, boldly walk into the throne room of grace. Boldly step into it. Boldly say, I am your child. And I receive, not demanding, I receive. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. And you know what? If you read the story of Daniel, that's exactly what happened. Daniel 10, 12, 13. The minute he prayed, what did Daniel say? I heard God heard you. The minute you prayed, God heard you. What's the next thing? It was sent to you. It was answered. But he was delayed.
Delayed.
21 days. How many of us have been delayed? Amen?
Yes.
Been delayed. Amen. Amen. But I want to talk to you about miracles unknown. And I want to talk to you about creative miracles. The Bible says in Romans 8, 26, 27, I'll read it to you. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what he should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with the groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. And he searches the heart, knoweth the mind. What is the mind of the Spirit? Amen. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to what? The will of God. What is God's will? What is God's will? You be healed. Jesus said, I do nothing but what the Spirit instructs me. Amen. I go about my Father's business.
Amen.
And what did Jesus' business was? Healing. Miracles. Jesus, God says in Exodus, things 15, 26. If you follow me, and you walk in my ways, I will not let any of the sicknesses of the Egyptians come upon you.
That's right.
Because I am the Lord, the healer. Amen. So if God says all this, then all we have to do is receive it. Amen?
That's right.
We have to just receive it. Just take it in. Pull it in. There was this woman in Kenya. When she was out there, she was going to kill herself. She lost business. She lost people. That a person came and made this huge order for catering. And she put on her rent. She borrowed pots and pans. She borrowed money to get this order done. Well, the guy never showed up. So she was on the hook for all this money, and her rent was due. School money was done. You know, Kenya, they got to pay for school. And what did she do? She just gave up. God don't want us to give up. Amen.
Right.
She got a knife from the kitchen, went to the soccer field, and when she got to the soccer field, she said, "I'm gonna kill myself in the soccer field so they can find my body." She called her sister on the phone and said, "Can you feed my son and my daughter a sandwich or something tonight? I will not be home." And she said, fine, and she just took care of her kids. When she got to the soccer field, she was about to go kill herself. That big old banner right there behind you, you see it? Go, everybody turn around and look at it. That banner was right there on the soccer post. She looked at that banner, and then to the left was the stage. And she hears just praising God, praising God, praising God, praising God, praising God. And she's seen the picture of me there, and she looked at me on the stage, and she hears me preaching. Well, God told me right that instant, I believe it's right the instant that she sees me, go to forgiveness. You know, you're preaching and God says something, you just turn on a dime. I'm there. Yeah. I'm talking about forgiveness. Talking about man's way of forgiveness. It's not God's way of forgiveness. Man said, let me give him a limit. God said, it's unlimited. Amen. Jesus said, you don't set me times seven. Amen. So I already forgave him. No, you know, that's Peter's way of forgiving. But God's way was all the time. Forgive.
Yes.
And I said, if anyone has any wrong with anyone, come up. I didn't all call them up there. Line them all up. And I said, I want you all to repeat to me right now that you forgive whoever wronged you. She forgave her father. She forgave her brother. And she forgave the man that did this to her, the one that caused this calamity, I guess you would call it. And you know what happened? We got this testimony because on the fifth night we had testimony. These kids want me to a seven-night crusade. I mean, I'll do it out there. So it's on the fifth night, we just said, let's do just testimony night. Give me a break. So it's like they want to keep going. And so the fifth night, she comes up there, she's telling us this testimony. She's going to kill herself. But you know what she said? But I forgave. And when I forgave, I felt peace in my heart that I never felt. Amen. How many people are out there miserable today, angry today? I get so many emails and so many messengers and so many phone calls of people that hate me because I preach God's faith of healing. Wow. I've recently gotten death threats. Oh, wow. And you know what? I'm like, praise God. I keep preaching. Praise God. I keep preaching. You know, you can let it grow and make it low. Come on. You can let the problem grow and make it low. Right? Or you can stand up and fight.
That's right.
You know what stands up and fight? And we just go testify. Go hear a testimony. Go read some past emails or some past prayer requests and see what you're doing is helping people. And it'll grow on your faith. Faith will grow on you. And you'll become stronger. But if you dwell on bad things or negative things or people that say bad things about you, we're going to stay down. But if you dwell on the miracles and the abundance of God's blessings, your faith's going to grow.
Hi, this is David Yanis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, the other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer you this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Gannis, I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me, I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Hey, amigos. You're watching Rev Media TV. Don't blink.
good and I trust God. Well, in my spirit, I just felt it. I called my security. I take security. I make sure my security. I actually got soldiers in the military. My security line in Kenya. I tell them, go get my bag. So I went to the Jeep, got my bag, brought it to me. I took up some shillings, and I laid it at her feet. I was inspired. I didn't count it. I just grabbed it and threw it. Well, the pastor on stage picked up. Oh, he's kidding. He started counting it. This is a good blessing. I go, it's for her. Oh, okay. So he gives her the blessing. And then she's crying because she's excited that she got something. And all of a sudden, it was like the Price is Right. Remember the show? Everybody starts, come on down. Everybody throwing shillings on the stage and And it was stacking up on the stage. And we seen a yellow bucket, 5-gallon bucket, full, pressed down, and running over for the show. That's how God does it. That is something that she didn't know. She didn't know that banner was going to be there. But just the rumbling in her, the rumbling of the Spirit knew. The rumbling of the Spirit knew, okay, you may be going off the track here, but I'm trying to get you back on track. Come on. Yeah. How many of us are going off the track? Amen. And we'll see the little signs. But she didn't ignore it. She just said the Spirit of God convicted her and brought her in. Amen. And God blessed her. So she came by on Sunday and testified how much God blessed her. Wow. And she was able to pay the school for the year for the kids. That she was able to pay everybody back and buy new equipment for her business. And she was able to get ahead of her mortgage. That's how God does it. Amen. It kind of reminds you of the story of the Bible, the lady with the oil. Yep. And just keep pouring it out. Come on. So that's one of the ways God utters. Amen. That's one of the ways that God does it. And then in that same week, I was doing a pastor's conference, and I lined up that in India, I pray differently than I do in Kenya. Because in Kenya, they're used to the Word of God. They've heard the Word of God. They've seen charismatic, so that I can pray differently. In India, it's more just touch, and go by. But God does the same miracles. So I had this lady standing up, and I was praying, laying hands healed. I was praying, people were falling out, people were getting touched. And then I get to this lady, and I stopped. I didn't touch her. I said, you're already healed. And I kept walking. That was the Lord. I just go with what God tells me. Uh-huh. She's walking home with her friend. And she goes, what did this crazy man do to me? Oh, I do voices, yes. He says I'm healed. I'm not even sick. She goes, maybe God showed him something. Lies. And she went home. She went home all mad. And then in the morning, she calls her friend at 7 in the morning. I'm healed. And her friend's like, I thought you were sick. She goes, let me tell you, every morning I wake up, I lay in fetal position for 20 minutes. And then my hands are released, my legs are released, and I'm able to step out of my bed. Every morning, I've never seen anyone else sleep, so I thought this is how everybody does it. But for the first time in my life, I opened my eyes, I stepped out of my bed.
Wow.
Completely healed. Come on.
That's the way God does it.
Again, the rumbling. Again, the Spirit. He's working on your behalf. That's what the Word of God says. In Romans 8, 26 to 27, He works on your behalf. Moaning and groaning, because you don't know what to pray for.
That's right.
Personal experience. That trip, I was in Africa, and God said, cancel India. And India, I really go to the worst places you can go, to Orissa. And I minister there, and I'm low-key, I don't have big crowds. Crowds are usually about this size, or up to maybe 200-300, sometimes 1,000 if it's a big church, but I don't go for the big crusade or anything like that. I just go because I know this is a place that has been unreached.
Yeah.
And I minister to them, and we see great miracles, and so God said, cancel it. And I always, not excited to go on the trip, but excited to see my friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to take two planes for 2 days, take a train for another 24 hours, take another plane, and then a 5-hour Jeep ride with 7 Indians in the car going, hey, hey, hey. It's not fun. And the music is playing. Now, my friend, I have a video of it. I'll show it to you. I have it on my cell phone next time. It's a video. You'll see my Bible. So this very Bible, Holy Bible, this one here, right beside a Hindu god. And then the whole time you hear people praising, worshiping in the back, which is my friends. And my Hindu driver, he's been a friend from childhood to these guys. And it's like, all you hear is, hey, 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 hey Hindu thing dancing around, like a little blind one, the little Hindu one. And I'm like, oh man. And I'm like, oh, I can do this. So India is not always a great trip physically. but it's a great trip spiritually. Amen. Well, I had to cancel this trip, and this next trip we're going back to the same place we went to years ago. A couple years ago. And it was a place that we see the next testimonies I'm gonna share with you in creative miracles. We see legs grow. I'm not talking that little inch thing people say, I'm talking from the kneecap down. We've seen amazing things like that. We've seen a crooked hand straighten out. I mean, completely crooked, and then all of a sudden just pop straight out. Wow. We've seen blind people completely healed instantly. And I'm talking a lot of them completely healed. And I'll tell you about that in a sec. But that is the place we're going to. So I'm excited. I'm like, okay, God, but God said cancel. So what do I do? I cancel it.
Right.
Everybody say 30 days.
30 days.
After he told me to cancel, the biggest flood that ever hit that region of India made it look like a Super Bowl. Because it's like the mountains kind of went down and came up. And all those places that we evangelized were underwater. Millions didn't have homes. And power was out. I think 7 million people didn't have homes. 7 million people didn't have homes. And they're still recovering. But the thing that got me was I have about 80 people that work with me in India that if I say go, they go. They start preparing the land. They start getting people ready. They start doing things. Getting people ministry going, they advertise a lot, they knock on doors, they hold Bible study. We have a good little platform how we run it. They would have all been in there and they all would have died.
Wow.
Rumbling.
Yes.
Mumbling. But the very place that God told me to do that, God said, okay, it's time for you to go home. So we came home. I could have stood longer in Kenya, but I came home. I mean, I listened to the Lord. Lord said, go, go. There's right. Lord say, don't fly, don't fly.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
No matter the cost. Amen.
Amen.
We can't add things up and plus and minuses and know, oh, that's the will of God. No, God never was plus and minus on the will. It's whatever God tells you to do.
That's right.
So sometimes there's loss.
That's right.
But God always recuperates, always puts back in your pocket, whatever. Amen. And I know just speaking out of experience.
I hope that blessed you. Hope that encouraged you. Hope that moved and motivated you, because God is a good God. Stay tuned for an Ignite Your Faith session with myself, Dr. David Yanis, in just a minute. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I've put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audiobook, but 3 healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, the other 2 books. These are my first 2 books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military, and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships, and both men and women have been so blessed with it, has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148 for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all 4 products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us, include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
Hi, I'm Robert Slattern. I'm here on Rev Media TV, and I want to encourage you to take time out of every day to listen to some of the interviews and the teachings and be a part of this great ministry. Your time with them is not wasted time. It's an investment in your life and in your future. Something good will happen to you when you feed upon the Word of God, and this ministry will do that for you every day.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. I pray that God is moving and influencing you through all the shows that we're making. We want to do our Ignite Your Faith session, and I believe that this testimony is going to change your life. This testimony is going to make things perfectly clear and amazing how great God is. I believe it. I believe it. I want to tell you a story that happened in Mexico. It was in 2019 in the fall. I think it was in November. And I was out there preaching the gospel. And I was preaching the gospel. I was preaching, of course, my series of Igniter of Faith healing services that I preached around the world that are carefully crafted by God. Amen. Carefully crafted by the Holy Spirit. Every time I go out, I preach, and God orchestrates the Igniter of Faith healing service. And I tell you what, it was amazing this time because I was preaching, and as I was preaching, everybody was getting healed. People were getting touched left and right. The anointing was there. It was very powerful that night. And I noticed that in the back, people were moving to the right and to the left, and somebody was coming with a wheelchair and a child. And everybody was laughing as this person passed. I walked over to my translator, and he was even laughing. And I'm like, what's going on? Why are you laughing? He goes, you don't understand it. But it's this little boy. This lady, this mother, drags him all around all of Mexico. And she'll go to the washroom, washateria with him. She'll go to the restaurants with him. She'll go to the grocery stores with him. And as she goes with him, he's a vegetable. He can't smile. He doesn't move his eyes much. He can't lift up his hand. And she takes this child, and everybody says, why don't you put him in a hospital? And she says, because I have no money. But I believe that God will send a man of God to pray for my son, and he will rise from this chair. I believe it. So she's pretty much the laughing stock of this little area that we're visiting and preaching. So I went over there and I told her, let's go to her. So he went to the mother, and the mother trying to explain everything. I don't need to hear the whole story. My faith was charged. My faith was excited. I don't need to hear the whole story and what happened. He was born like that. I understand. That's all I got to know. I walk up to him and I looked at him eye to eye. I laid hands on him. And as I prayed for him, I stepped back and I looked at him like this. And I said, what's up? I said that in Spanish. What's up? As he looked at me, his head came up. He's never spoken in his life. And he just smiled. And he said he was fine. I said, great. I go, move your head. He moved his head to left and right. I said, smile. I smiled at him. Now, if you sow, you reap. I sowed a smile, and I reaped a smile back. I looked at his hand. I said, give me your hands in Spanish. I told him, give me your hands in Spanish. And he gave me his hands. As he gave me his hands, I shook his hands. I said, God's doing it. You're healed. God is healing. There's paralyzed boy right in front of us. As I looked at him, I walked off, and I started to leave. He grabbed my coat. When he grabbed my coat, I turned around and said, what's up? What do you want? He pointed at his legs. When he pointed at his legs, I looked at him. I said, you want to walk? He said, yes, I want to walk. I said, then come on. God's already healed your arms. God's already healed your face. God's opened your mind. God's opened your eyes. God's already healed your legs. You just got to act on it. You just got to step up and get out. He looked at me, got my hands. And as he got my hands, he jumped out. He fell, but he kept his balance just a little. My team grabbed him, and I said, walk him with me. And he walked beside me. I wasn't holding his hands. I was just walking beside him. We start walking and walking and walking. And soon enough, he broke loose of everybody that was holding him. And one by one, like a toy soldier, kicking his feet in front of him, following me. God was doing the miraculous. So I was in the spirit. And I'm a character when I start preaching and praying for people. I start running. Guess what? The young boy started to run. God's amazing. He went back to his chair. We sat him down. And he was tired. Understandable. You know, God's healing him. God's doing the supernatural. But the natural, the physical, he still got to be conditioned to be out of his chair. He sat down and he smiled. He said, I feel good. And he had a toy in his hand, a little airplane. I don't know where he just got the use of these hands, and now he had a little airplane in his hand. This little kid's crying, that beside us because he took his plane. I got some pesos and I gave it to the kid. I go, buy you another toy. I told the mom, buy him another toy. Let him have this one. And he's already playing in the air with the plane, making noises with those lips that did not move, smiling like a wonderful smiling that he's doing right here. This is an amazing testimony. Yes, God can do it. God can heal those that are paralyzed. God can heal those that are maimed. God can heal those that are blind. I've seen God heal blind. I've seen God heal maimed. I've seen God do amazing things. The Bible says that Jesus went and rested. And when he went and rested, the people found him. And when they found him at the bottom of the hill, wherever the part of the hill he was on, they came and laid those that were sick. Those that could not get there on themselves, those who were blind, those who were deaf, those who were maimed, the Word of God says. And the Bible says they were astonished because he healed them all. Yes, Jesus can heal anything, just like this young boy. God did an amazing, wonderful work. I pray that anything you need will happen right now, that God will move in a wondrous, wondrous way on your behalf. God bless you. We'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.